You are Locked On Mets, your daily New York Mets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all you amazing Mets fans. You're listening to Locked On Mets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. To get this show every day, I need you to subscribe to Locked On Mets wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget, when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets. Now, the Mets have finally introduced their manager, Luis Rojas, in a press conference on Friday. So I'm going to talk about that throughout the length of this podcast. In the first half, I'll give you my impressions on Luis Rojas and how he came across to the media. And then later, I want to talk about Brody Van Wagenen. He said this is a very proud day for the organization, which I do agree with. But it also begs you to speculate why Rojas was not the initial candidate to get the job all along. Before we get to any of that, though, I'm your host, Ryan Finkelstein. If you want to find any of my work, check me out on Twitter at FinkelsteinRyan. You can also find some of my writing about the Mets at MetsMerizeOnline.com. All right, so let's talk Rojas. I think he did a really nice job in his first introduction to the media. That's not something that you really have to do at any stage of his career. I mean, maybe in the Dominican Winter Leagues. I don't know how that's covered locally. I'm not really sure. But when you're talking about a minor league manager, there's not a lot of press coming through. And last year, even when he was with the big league club, he's obviously not answering questions as the quality control coach. So this is really trial by fire. And he did a really nice job. He commanded the room. I think he really got across how much this means to him. This is his dream job. Okay, I think he was someone that would have eventually got a shot, whether it be with the Mets or another team as a manager. Obviously, if these circumstances didn't come up with Beltran, I think there was going to be a time where Luis Rojas would be a manager. But for him to be a manager with the Mets, that is something that may or may not have happened at this point. After not getting the job originally, there was a great chance that, who knows, Beltran takes off with the team, is with the team for a while. Rojas could have ended up somewhere else. So to get to stay in the same organization that he's basically worked in for the better part of almost two decades now, that is something that really means a lot to him. He said he first came to the organization in 2006. I've been saying 2007. I didn't realize that he was part of their instruction system in the Dominican dating back till 2006. So that's a very long time that he's been part of the organization. And he clearly bleeds blue and orange. I don't think there's anything more you could have taken away from that press conference than just how much this organization means to him. He talked about how his son is the biggest Mets fan out there. You could just tell how much this specific job means to him in getting this opportunity. And I also think there's a little bit of a chip on his shoulder that I was able to pick up from watching this press conference. He didn't necessarily have to roll out the resume and say, you know, I deserve this job because of X, Y, and Z. But I do think there's probably that voice in the back of his head that's going to say, well, you know, I didn't get this job originally. It went to Beltran. It took these other circumstances for me to get this opportunity. And I think that's going to give him a little bit extra motivation to prove to everyone that he really does deserve it. And clearly he does. He paid his dues, started from the bottom, really, in this organization, and climbed the ladder to get to the top. And when you hear his story, and when you see the way he talks, and you see everyone else around him, and how everyone in the organization responds when answering questions about Luis Rojas, you're left to wonder why he wasn't hired in the first place. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later, but that's something that continues to kind of get brought to the forefront of all of our minds. This was someone who really did work as hard as you can and proven all you would need to prove that he was ready for this opportunity. And luckily he has it now. And I think the team is really going to respond to having him in charge, having Luis Rojas be their voice, be their leader. And I think it's going to work out really well. I think you know, they say everything happens for a reason, and maybe that's true with this. Maybe Rojas should have always been the guy, and now through these crazy circumstances of a sign-stealing scandal that took place 2 years ago or 3 years ago with a completely different team, somehow affects the Mets, but the net result is now this guy gets his opportunity, and I come away with it just happy that he did get that shot with the Mets because it seems like someone who really appreciates it. Some of the interesting things he talked about his dad and growing up in the clubhouse. That really informed his future, you know, career goals. I mean, when he did make it as a player, there was no doubt in his mind what he wanted to do. He wanted to do what his father did, become a manager. And I think he learned a lot just by going through that process of his upbringing. And he talked about his dad being his baseball university. That was his college. That was everything he has learned. And I think there is some good track record of coaches who come through that lineage in the past having success. Just looking at where we are at right now in sports, you have Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, grow up in a very similar way in a completely different sport. His dad, Mike Shanahan, longtime head coach. Kyle grows up knowing the X's and O's and seeing all that stuff at an early age. All of a sudden, Kyle is now a football savant who has taken the team all the way to the Super Bowl, and a lot of people credit his advanced coaching for the team's success. And so it's not a complete apples-to-apples comparison. I'm sure I can find many comparisons in the baseball world as well. But the point being, when you are brought up in baseball the way someone like Luis Rojas or Kyle Shanahan is for their respective sports, you can develop as a coach in a way that someone who didn't even turn on that coach aspect of their brain until their 30s or whenever their playing career was over, they can't quite grasp things as quickly as someone who grew up with it. So that could be a really big benefit for Luis Rojas taking this job and really running with it. And I think building relationships is a big part of that. And clearly Rojas has done that. And at the end of the day, I think the biggest thing that this hire does is it brings the team together. I've talked about that over the past week. You have a lot of players who really love having this guy involved. He was a big key in a lot of them developing and becoming Major League Baseball players. And now they get to work together again, but with the ultimate goal of winning. So I think it will be a perfect fit. Now, I do want to talk, though, about Brody Van Wagenen inside of it and how the Mets maybe missed the boat by not hiring Luis Rojas in the initial search for a manager. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But if you have been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working with Locked On to reach sports fans. What you may not know is that Locked On Mets is a great way for your local businesses to reach passionate Mets fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Mets fans and a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with a disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We will get our team to help you achieve your Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. So let's talk about Brody Van Wagenen and another appearance in front of the media. I'll be honest, I am just really souring on Brody Van Wagenen day by day. You hear these rumors right now of a Starling Marte trade, and you just hope that Brody isn't going to get fleeced on another deal here. I just am losing confidence in the guy. Now, One of the things that he really preached in his introduction of Luis Rojas was pride, organizational pride. And I think he hit the mark with saying that. I mean, he hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what this hire means. It is an organizational hire where you take someone who has really earned their stripes to get to the role of manager and you give him the job. And I think had the Mets hired Luis Rojas initially, that introduction from Brody Van Wagenen would have been incredible. And it still was very valid and it still fit. But the thing is they didn't hire Luis Rojas initially. And that leaves it a little bit hollow to me just because you have to wonder why they went the Beltran route if they were so confident in Luis Rojas. And they talk about his great communication skills. And they talk about the love the players have for him and how important he was in all their development and all that stuff. Yet they didn't make the move to hire him. And the reason, really, when you try to boil it down, it can be twofold. One, Carlos Beltran, bigger name. That's it. Bigger name. Sexier hire. I really do think that might have been it in a nutshell. They could have kept Luis Rojas in there, which, again, makes sense. I think I said yesterday, you could have had both of these guys on your staff working towards a common goal. And so, with that in mind, sure, the Beltran hire made sense. But you also left Rojas out there to be snatched up by another team by not giving him his opportunity at that point. So for 2020, it works. But if, you know, Rojas is hired by someone else in 2021 and you lose him and he's out of your organization, the Mets might have been kicking themselves. Hiring Carlos Beltran was a move to really get the fan base engaged. And I think it did at the time. Everyone was really happy about it. It brought up a lot of great storylines that I played into as well. This idea that a Hall of Fame player who was going to go into the Hall wearing a Mets cap could be managing the team at the time. It was a really interesting story. And I understand why the Mets were compelled to make that hire. At the same time, you need to hire the best person for the job. And if everything they're saying now is true about Rojas, which I believe it is, they probably didn't hire the best person originally. At the same time, they also could have been trying to devise their own sign-stealing operation with Beltran at the head of it. That could have been part of the hire. It's not that far-fetched to think that a team who's trying to win and is trying to look for every advantage to get there wouldn't have at least contemplated that opportunity and maybe that factored into the hire as well. These are questions we'll never have answers to, but at the same time, by not making the move on Rojas earlier, these are always questions that are going to be tied to his tenure as the Mets manager. He was not originally hired. It's just hard to all of a sudden applaud Brody Van Wagenen for hiring Luis Rojas when he passed over him once. After everything that happened, the Mets were in a really dire situation, and I think they've come out of it as best as they could have. So I can give them credit for that, but also, it's almost like applauding the bagger at your local supermarket for putting the items in an efficient manner. They're doing their job. And I think it would have been negligent for Brody Van Wagenen to hire anyone else after what has happened. So, good job, Brody. You got it right. But I just question whether they could have got it right sooner, if Rojas should have been the guy all along. And what motivated them to not go that route? Because when really comparing Beltran and Rojas, as far as being your manager for the next 10 years in a dream world, right? Beltran had the playing success, but he has yet to pay his dues in the coaching realm. Luis Rojas has been in every single side of this organization when it comes to development, trying to win games at the minor league level, being at the major league level last year, working as the quality control coach where he had a really great tie to the analytical department. He had to process that information and deliver it to players. That is something that Beltran maybe did to a certain extent as the special advisor to the Yankees, but nowhere near as hands-on as being with the team every single day digesting the information the way Rojas did. So I think Rojas is probably more prepared for this opportunity than Beltran was. I think the Mets could have had a great staff with both of them, but now the Mets at least have Rojas in place in the position he deserves, and if he excels at it the way everyone believes he's going to, the Mets might not have to go through another search for a manager for a very long time. I think that should be the final conclusion to any discussion on Luis Rojas before the season starts. He is the new face of this franchise, and hopefully it remains as such for a very long time. Anyway, thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe to this show wherever you get your podcasts. Also, don't forget when you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Mets.